being joined by the Grundy Center Girls Track and Field Drake Relays qualifiers to start out. I'll just have you both introduce yourselves and the event you're going to be competing in down there. Start with you.
I'm Allison Koch, and I'm competing in high jump.
I'm Grace Dorihan, and I'm running the 800.
All right, so this will be more of a general kind of get-to-know-you type interview. First question for you guys, how many years have you guys been in track and field? Did you start back in middle school or do any youth stuff before that? Or what's kind of the story for that for you guys?
I joined track in seventh grade.
I started track in seventh grade as well.
And so what's kind of your guys' backgrounds, like different events you guys have competed in and maybe some of the ways you guys kind of progressed to get to this point? Because obviously this doesn't happen overnight, didn't happen by accident, right?
Yeah, so in middle school I ran sprints and then I joined cross country, so I moved up to middle distance. And then ever since I've been running 800s and 800 in the open and then a lot of 800s and relays too with the Demon, the 4x8 at state my freshman year too.
Yeah. I started the opposite way. I was a distance runner in middle school and then transitioned to a sprinter in high school. And I started high jumping seventh grade as well.
So you guys were both pretty solidly in the field, at least for, I know Allison, you were in like a huge tie for 13th place or something like that. Grace, I know you were kind of right on the bubble, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what did it mean? How did it feel to actually see your name on that official list when it got released last weekend and you're going back down to Drake Relays?
I think it's always kind of surreal to know that you're top in the state out of all classes, especially it's always slightly unknown going until like final results are in because things can change and times are always changing. Your heights are always changing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely felt like it was just like a relief when we opened it up on the night, like that qualifying morning, and me and Allison were both in. And I think it was just kind of like a big success for me because I didn't run at state last year. So being able to be one of the top out of all classes last year after not running at state last year is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. So Grace, you said you started your career as more of a sprinter, right? Tell me a little bit about that transition to more of that middle distance. I know you did, you've done some 1500s too in your career too, right?
Yeah, I've done all the way up to a half marathon, so I've definitely done some distance. But yeah, I originally joined and I was just sprinting in middle school. And then in eighth grade, I joined cross country and that's when I moved up to sort of middle distance. I ran maybe two 800s my eighth grade year. And then my freshman year is when I really started running it. And I just kept, my time just kept going down and down. And then finally at state, I ended up getting like fourth my freshman year. So it was clearly the right distance for me.
Mm-hmm. And Allison, you said you started off as more of a distance person, right?
Yeah.
Had you been doing high jump your whole track field career or did you kind of start recently? Or?
So I've always done high jump. My sister, when she did it in junior high, she did high jump as well. So being the little sister, I was like, oh, I want to try that too. And that was kind of what sparked it for me. And then I've just done it ever since.
You bet. When it comes to, competing down there later this week, what are your guys' goals? Where do you guys see yourself ultimately finishing here?
I think one of my main goal is PRing and then like bettering myself because I'm not going into it like one of the top like athletes or highest heights. So it's focusing more on myself rather than like placing in one of the highest spots.
Yeah, I think for me it's like kind of focusing on my personal like PR in the 800, and then also like I want to do well compared to the other 2A people there. And so there's only one other 2A girl in the race, so like if I could beat her, that would give me a really good shot at state this year.
And regardless of, how the results end up down to Drake, what are going to be some of the steps you're hoping to put in, after the Drake relays to continue to put yourselves in the best position to, again, hopefully make it back down there in a few more weeks for the state meet?
Yeah, I think it's just definitely just keep working hard. We have two meets a week often, so it's just keep, like, resting up and making sure we're healthy while also competing at a high level at conference and districts.
Yeah, and I think Drake is always like a little taste of what state is like. It's more of a prestigious event, but then thinking about state at the end of the season, you're hoping to qualify more events, more of your teammates get to go down with you, so you get to be in the team atmosphere and get to compete together as well.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have already solidified yourselves, among the best in, of course, the high jump and the 800, but what about your other events that you guys are competing in this year? How have some of those gone for you guys?
All three of my relays right now, the sprint med, the D-med, and the 4x4 are all ranked top six in the state. I think fourth for the 4x4 and the sprint med around there, and so is the D-med. So we have like a really successful team of relays, I think, that are all have a lot of potential to win conference or medal at state or even be potentially be on the podium at state. So
yeah, I second that too, because we run the DMED together and we mm-hmm. PR'd the last time we ran Atomy, and then our 4x1 went to state last year, so right now we had to reset our relay because we graduated some seniors, so we're working on getting our time down and hopefully we can qualify that as well.
Aside from track and field, what else keeps you guys busy this time of year? Or is it all kind of focused on track and school, you know?
Yeah, I'm still practicing competing wrestling a little bit, okay. So I'm doing that.
Yeah, and I'm still playing club softball right now as well.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for the time today, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you.